Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is Molly McCord, and this podcast is live 2 days a week to support you as you move through your day, through your week, through your month, or whenever you should have time to listen. Thank you for joining me. Today is July 29th, 2019, and we're going to talk about some very dynamic energies that happen into 2020 and 2021. So today's show is live, of course, in July 2019, but the energies go for the next few years. So I hope whenever you come across this episode of the podcast, it is useful and insightful. I hope that you gain something that could help you put something in perspective for yourself, a deeper understanding, a deeper resonance, something that you're looking to know and hear about your own life. That is always my intention, that this show brings you your own truth. It brings you back into your own place of power and choice. And we have choices in our perspective. We have choices in how we view what's possible. We have choices in our consciousness. And there are more choices right now than ever before on the planet to keep going higher. So we're going to go higher in today's show and talk about some of the storylines that have been unfolding and also give you a heads up on what is happening in the collective as well as personally in your world. Now, I said that today's show would help with alleviating energies around battles. And I'm going to include that, absolutely. We're going to talk about that. And we're also going to talk about why we are moving through such an intense time period. And astrologically speaking, we're going to be feeling this intensity and this pressure throughout 2020. And we're being prepared to work with energies intentionally and consciously. We are being given insight into our own power. And it's through these battles or these situations that are very intense that you learn that about yourself. You learn how strong you are. You learn about your ability to persevere. You learn about your ability to keep going, to stand up, to stand strong, to keep trusting, to keep believing that this can't possibly last forever, or there is going to be a change that comes through. And I feel like what's been happening for many people is that the gift of this time is absolutely recognizing your own strength and recognizing that you're still here and you're still breathing, and that part of transformation is painful, is hard, is challenging. And as I say that, I get the image of the coal being pressured and formed into diamonds, and how there's that energy of it's through the pressure that the transformation has to happen, that there is that no going back. There is that sense of, you know it on some level of your being, perhaps all levels of your being, that chapters are closing, things are ending. There's nothing there for you in that previous place. But you could feel in a big transition that's bigger than you, that you don't know where you're landing next. You don't know what that next safe place is, or what that is going to be. And I feel like there's this divine, I'm getting the image of the angel wings, and it's like traveling with the divine and flying through an energy that isn't grounded, and yet you're understanding that it's going somewhere. It's like it has to. You know, it's like there's something moving through us individually and collectively that's carrying us to this next place, this next level. You're leveling up. you're going to that next part of yourself, and you're being shown what isn't truly you anymore. But what's a really strong theme here is that it doesn't feel like you had a choice. And we feel powerful when we make a choice and we decide something and it's of our own choosing. But a lot of this is so much bigger. A lot of this is something that you didn't choose consciously or mentally. You again could be feeling like you've been through this really intense, deep, painful experience of something permanently ending. Astrologically, these are the planets in Capricorn of Pluto, Saturn, and the South Node traveling together in Capricorn, retrograde, removing, and saying, this is it, end of the show. And this is happening in a way that I feel like some people are hit harder than others, like just to be fair. There are some people who this is very intense for because these energies are really strong in their chart right now. And for other people, it's not as much. So, of course, just take what resonates with you and leave the rest. Just go with what is accurate for you. And know that there are energies that have to leave the planet now. They just are complete. They're done. They're final. They're expired, and that what is leaving is based on some old stories that your soul has carried for lifetimes, and that you are letting go of some patterns and limitations and relationships, and, you know, it could be business, it could be family, all the above. It's like all of this that's really, it's like a grind. It's like this really slow grinding energy. You're meant to learn from it permanently, but to not personalize it. That's tricky. It's very tricky. The personalizing it is where we take it in, and it's in the heart, it's in our essence, it's in our self. But what's leaving are completed lessons. It's like it's filtering out what you've accomplished at a soul level, what you've accomplished at some part of your experience. You've learned from this, or you're learning from it. And it's stepping out of how it feels personal. It's stepping out of something that you could not have controlled anyways. So to not carry that part of it, but to continue to take responsibility for what you're healing now and what you're learning now. And I feel like so many of these stories have been battles, okay? And the battles, if you will, happen for many cycles, many reincarnations, many lifetimes of the same story. And the story always had the same ending. And this is the first time there's been a different ending. This is the first time that it hasn't been Groundhog's Day, if you know that movie with Bill Murray. It's like there's a shift now because a part of you said, I'm done. And what I was feeling and what I really believe that I want to offer you is that you were so ready to be done with this dynamic or with this situation or with this area of learning, this experience, that you knew at a soul level that you'd be ready to break free. And there was a part of you that needed to claim responsibility for what you've been through, what you learned, what you understood. And then there's a part of you that needs to take responsibility for moving on and letting yourself move forward and not keep circling or spinning in it. And I'm getting the image of different layers of energy. So you can understand that emotionally, spiritually, perhaps financially, you know, every different levels of your being. And there's only some areas that you feel you're in charge of that. Like if you have financial obligations to somebody else, you can't just get out of that as quickly as you'd like to, for example. This is, again, a very slow-moving energy of contracts and commitments and agreements and where you signed on the dotted line. And this energy actually goes back to earlier in this decade. And Saturn is going retrograde back to 13 degrees of Capricorn. And so is the South Node. And so we're going back to a time when Pluto was at 13 degrees of Capricorn. We're going back to a time when these energies were really strong. And it was in 2014 and 2015 that you're looking at how you used your power in those years. Okay, 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And you're looking at what choices did I make in 2014 and 2015 that I'm revisiting now. And there are, I'm hearing reckoning. It's kind of like the reckoning or the consequences of where you were not in your power, where you were not in your power. And, you know, I can offer you my belief that we live in a universe that supports our development and our power, that there is a benevolent God, that there are energies that want us to be in our power. And when we are not, there are healing and learning opportunities from that. So we're revisiting late 2014, specifically, well, November, December. That's when Pluto was at 13 degrees of Capricorn. And then in 2015, January, February, March, April, May, I would say most of 2015 is also what we're revisiting. So there's something here. As Saturn and the South Node come through the same part of your chart where Pluto was in those years, there's something that you're looking at. You made a commitment. You had an understanding. It's about power. There's about fear, control, what you said yes to when you should have said no, where you said no when you should have said yes. But it's not meant to be about the shoulds. It's not meant to be about, oh, I if only I had done this differently, if the, like the regret, oh, my God. Okay, this regret that just doesn't go away. There's like something about regret for some people. If you're stuck in that, you need to go higher, and you need to go higher to forgiveness and compassion of what you learned and what you needed to learn over the past 5 years. And whatever is changing permanently, deeply, and completely, this time is bringing you to a new level of power, okay? So that's important to know, that something is shifting because you're learning it, because you've got it, because you see it, because you can't miss it. Honestly, it's sort of like you couldn't miss it if you tried. You're meant to see something here that you're so clear, you know, crystal clear, you can't miss it, and that is tapping you in to your new sense of power. Now, a few shows ago, many shows ago by now, I gave the analogy of Legos and how you build up this Lego city. And it's like it creates this environment, right? And then Godzilla is coming through right now, destroying what you built or destroying what you thought was true or destroying what you thought was real. And there's this energy of the destruction, of something shifting that you can't go back to. And what I want to offer you is that even though that form is changing, those Legos are still yours. Whatever you built with your energy, your time, your resources, your talents, your gifts, your expertise, those are your Legos, okay? And Legos don't just disappear. The Legos travel with you, where you then do the next thing, you build the next thing. But if you're staying really focused on the destruction of that Lego city, you've got to ask yourself, how long am I going to sit here and look at what's been destroyed? And then where do I have to make a commitment to myself to keep going forward, to start building again, to take those Legos that I want and move them to the next thing? See, I get this image of the energy changing in a way. Oh, my goodness. You're not losing in the long term. Even if you feel that you've lost in the short term, there's a pile of Legos for you to still play with, to keep going. And if right now is painful, then think of the long term. If the short term feels confusing, what is the long term vision? This is part of where your power is. And I feel like there could be this focus. It's like staring at your feet for too long. You're staring at your feet instead of staring at the horizon or staring at the bigger picture. The Jupiter in Sag energy is saying, open up. Like, see what you didn't see before. See something new. What have you learned? What are you absorbing? What are you understanding that you didn't see at the time? And there is this encouragement right now to absolutely trust. Trust in yourself in a whole new way, but trust in the support you need in a whole new way. And, you know, it's making me laugh, because has somebody ever told you, just trust, and you want to say, shut up. Like, don't just feed me a cliche right now. Like, my life is destroyed. Horrible things have been happening. I can't get back what I built, and you're telling me to shut up and trust. It's not that simple. So I don't mean it in that way. I don't mean it as in just, you know, put some new frosting on the cupcake, because there's something very real about these changes that are requiring a lot more strength within you to keep going forward. Now, again, this is happening for people at different levels of intensity. And it could simply be something within yourself where you've just come to understand a part of you is done. A part of your self-identity has expired. There's things you can't go back to in your life. Again, people don't know about that. It's internal. It's personal. Whereas for other people, what they've been going through is very public or very out there, and they feel exposed. Okay, so there's different ways that these energies are showing up. But the bigger understanding is that in the long term, things play out in your favor when you remain in your integrity, when you remain in the learning, when you remain in the understanding of what has unfolded and what has transpired. And we're being required to walk with a new sense of self-respect. And I'm hearing a new moral integrity. There's things that maybe you thought you could have gotten away with, or that you tried to get away with, and spirit doesn't forget. You know, spirit doesn't forget what the energies are, because energies stay with us. Like the internet, did you know that everything on the internet is there forever. When you post something on the internet, it's always there. There's a huge database. Never goes away. It's there forever. Sort of like that in our energies. When we do something out of integrity, when we make a choice that we know isn't right for us, or we have to let that energy clear out. So we're clearing out a lot of things right now from many lifetimes for some people. Other people, it's just in the sense of this lifetime. Like you've got to move on to the next phase, the next chapter. Ready or not, it's happening. It's time. And so during this time of very permanent shifts, very deep shifts, you could have come into contact or connection with somebody that was your quote-unquote enemy or someone you've been doing battle with, the person who has required you to step into a new sense of power. This could be a family member. This could be a relationship, a partnership, a business thing. This could even be, again, within yourself, where a lower consciousness aspect of you is doing battle with a higher consciousness aspect of you. So there's been this push and pull energy around your emerging sense of truth and power that's required the collapse and endings of anything not in alignment with truth and power. And so that's when we meet up with people. I like to call them the karmic characters, the soul contracts, people in our soul groups, people we have unresolved energies with, who push, who hurt, who challenge, who create pain, who create anger, who create growth. Now, some people, wherever they are in their soul journeys, they are the ones who create destruction. And they are the ones who create the collapse. They can be dressed in any number of outfits and any number of attires, but they are the ones who show up and essentially kill. they kill something. There's a death. There's something very emotional and intense that they're the catalyst for. Now, this is something that plays out in our world because of how we live in an energy field between fear and love, between judgment and acceptance. We live in this full energy field of all potentialities and all manners of free will. And so there's this unfolding of different consciousnesses connected with each of that. So you have people who are very much about betrayal, manipulation, being a thief, lying. There's people who for their whole lifetimes have been master manipulators. They just, you know, whether they lie a lot or they're just not aware of themselves, there's a full spectrum that energy can exist upon. It usually comes down to an unconscious fear dynamic, which shows up as power and control. And there's things that they then choose that follows them around in how their behavior is and their perspective, their viewpoints. And so as I was getting ready for today's show, I've been getting these downloads that have been making me laugh about Disney villains and how every Disney movie is very formulaic in that it's about the dark and the light, right? The shadow energies and the light and the love and the fear. It's very simplistic, if you will. And it makes them great teaching examples because think about how many Disney movies you know and whether you grew up with them or you have kids who watch them. The Disney movies always have a villain. And the villain shows up in different forms and they're always about battling the good or the light, or they want something that the light or the love has. And typically the quote-unquote good character is naive or doesn't understand their light or doesn't understand how much they have and that others might want it. I'm thinking of some of the older Disney movies such as Sleeping Beauty or Snow White or Alice in Wonderland. And the villains in those movies and how they are, you know, after that beautiful princess or that sweet girl and what they're doing to ruin her journey or to get to her or to have what she has or to poison her, and so on it goes, right? But these Disney villains are wonderful archetypes for understanding the energies that are playing out. Now, in the higher realms, there is no need for the battle between the light and the dark. There's no need for battle between love and fear because in the higher realms, all energies are based in unconditional love and there's a neutrality there. There's a neutrality. But in our playground here, we have all energies. So the messages I received were about how can you make a situation lighter for yourself in terms of maybe you change it from a tragedy to a comedy. Maybe you lighten it up by looking at how a villain in a certain movie operates and how that archetype is showing up in your life or in your world. But how there's a sense of justice, peace, love, light that is always the ending, that is always the closure, that's always the lesson. And in fact, it's many of the Disney villains who can have a bigger transformation. So, okay, what I'm feeling right now is that it's really important, again, to depersonalize some things, to find it a new story here, to find a new way to view it, and to know that everyone plays their role. And as I was looking at the energies around, like, the Disney villain, like, it's part of the 3D matrix that there is a bad guy, that there is someone who stirs the pot, who is the troublemaker, who is the villain. But in the spiritual world, there's no need for that, right? And if you can go higher into the bigger spiritual perspective of how this person was a catalyst for you, how this person triggered you to greater learning, how this person brought about your own growth, your own soul growth, your own transformation, how somebody at a spiritual level, you were ready at this time in your life to deal with them. You at a soul level said, I'm going to get through this, and I know I can handle this. You at a soul level said, I will complete this energy for myself. I will not go back to what I gave away, to any choices I made that were not right for me. I will not go back to any previous versions of myself that were outside of their power. I will also not go back. It's interesting. I'm hearing like there's been a lot of ego that has been killed through this journey. The false ego, the sense of it's not who I really was anyways. And there's been the opening of the heart and of the feminine energies, of the feeling. And that's part of this rising power. That's understanding that's where you're sourcing more of your power from. So there's been this beautiful recalibration of energies through this destruction. And it's been something that you're meant to see and know differently within yourself. And at this time, you're really meant to write a new story around this experience or this time in your life. And maybe it's too raw. Maybe it's too soon. Maybe you're still in the thick of it and you're not sure what that could be. But I want to plant the seed that you're meant to write the story from a place of the heroine or the hero. And to be in that understanding of every great story involves something dying. Whether that is the ego or a sense of self, or it's something, sometimes in a story, in a movie, it's a person or something that had a lot of meaning to the heroine or to the hero. You know, the death happens and then the next transformation occurs. There's something here where you could be in the middle of it. You could still be feeling it, but you're moving through it to rise up and collect your Legos. Because your Legos never left you. And you understand how... It's like I'm getting this visual of two roads. And you could be idealizing one road that you didn't take. But don't do that, because there's good and bad on every road. And some roads are a lot worse. You know, if you've ever had to drive down a really bumpy gravel road, you know that some roads are a lot bumpier, and then they come to a cliff. It's sort of like you could have felt like you chose the worst possible road, but don't idealize the other road, because the other road would have had its own bumps and bruises too, perhaps not as extreme, but it doesn't matter. Like, I feel like either way, you were meant to learn something really important for your soul's growth. And now that you got it, you're understanding it, there's something that's sinking in, like absorbing into the skin, there's going to be this new sense of self that continues to become clearer. And this energy goes into 2020 because of how we're going to be feeling the emerging of self at a whole new level. Like, there's this whole new self-identity coming through, and it seems like it's happening in downloads, and it's happening for some people as they sleep. It's happening... It's like these, I'm getting an overlay. It's an overlay of energies where it's happening simultaneously to the destruction. There's a higher consciousness that's arriving. Goes back to that image of the angel wings and traveling on the angel wings. Completing some really big, huge things that... You needed to learn. So what did you learn? What did you learn? For most people, it's about their power. It's about where they limited themselves. It's about where they maybe took on too much, or they didn't trust themselves, didn't trust their heart, didn't trust what they were feeling. And now you're incorporating all of that going forward. Incorporating all of that going forward. Because these people, there's people that maybe you're watching or you're energetically tied to, and maybe you're waiting for their karma to show up. But karma shows up in many ways, and you have to get really clear on how much time you're going to sit on a bench waiting or watching somebody else's karma to show up. I mean, do you have 2 years to waste? You know, it can show up 5 years from now. It can show up much later. I'm actually getting the image for somebody, someone who's, interestingly, done a lot of people wrong in this life. They've been the villain. They've been a very strong manipulator, liar, cheat, like, you know, the full list. And at their funeral, nobody shows up because nobody's sad that they're gone. And there's energies they carry with them that they have to deal with in the next life. I feel like for some people, they're not going to get the kind of karma you think they're going to get, or if you were to be watching or looking for it, you wouldn't see it. And I guess the reality is that it's none of your business anyways. Your business is your life. Your business is bringing your energy back to you and getting on with things and taking responsibility for who you are now. It's a bit like you don't have time to waste. And this Capricorn energy, it moves slow, and it's the ticking clock. It's the fact that we only have so much time in a day in our lives, and that we are responsible for what we do at that time. So there's a discipline being required here to move forward, move on, and to keep going. Because that's what's also going to help set you free. I really feel like some things you're meant to be complete with within 2019, because in 2020 and beyond, we're moving ahead and building up some other areas of life. Now, I know that there's a lot out there about the fear of 2020 and beyond, and there are a lot of light workers and star seeds and people who are awake who are going to have different experiences than the masses. Because if you're in a good, solid place in who you are, what your power is, what you're about, what you want to focus on, the big world changes will affect you differently. So this is a time. This is a time of looking at the stories you need to rewrite for yourself and to understand why you as a soul chose to create certain experiences, why you as a soul chose to end certain experiences, and to know that it's like you have support for moving on, but maybe you can't see it yet, but you sense it and you feel it, and the support shows up once more of this is cleared out, and more of it gets cleared out by October, November, 2019. In the meantime, it's very important to be aware of your mind, of your mental energy, of where your energy is going, of what doesn't serve you, of what isn't worth your time, of where you need something else to be focused on, you know, to distract you. Music, books, an activity, whatever it is for you, that supports raising your consciousness, that supports raising your emotional energy, that supports your mental energy going elsewhere. And then I feel like it will snowball. Like it'll keep growing. It'll keep moving you forward. But know that whatever is ending right now, whatever has been destroyed, whatever Godzilla has come through and stomped on and destroyed in your life, there is more to create. There is more to experience. What do you want next? And come from that place of ownership. Come from that place of your own power. And look at what that could be. Because I feel like part of this strong Capricorn energy, especially when the planets go direct, returns you to feeling like the CEO of your own life, of really feeling in control of what your choices are because of what you've learned. And that's why 2020 has more opportunities to keep going down that path. We'll have Jupiter in Capricorn, and we'll have the opportunity to look at the commitments that are true for you now once Saturn is done with the South Node and this chapter has ended. I just feel like for a lot of people it's going to be a much different energy by the end of 2019. And it's really important now to remain in that higher consciousness of what's unfolding, that higher perspective. So I'm going to leave it there for today. And I hope that this has helped connect you with some messages that you're hearing or feeling, and that it also reminds you that one more thing. Some things had a time stamp on them anyways. They were only going to get you so far anyways because they weren't really true to who you're becoming or who you are now. So that might help with the letting go of that. This was only going to get you so far. And again, it's hard when it isn't your choice and it's not something that you decided, when it feels outside of you. But it's only, it's going to help. I just feel like there's a new sense of like the hope coming through, or the trust or the faith and those things showing up. So I offer that as an invitation to trust those feelings and to keep going with the sense of there's still good possibilities ahead. Absolutely. Absolutely. Nobody can take your Legos. They're totally your Legos. Okay. I'll see you back here on Wednesday. I'll be back for the weekly Intuitive Astrology and Energies, where we'll talk more specifically about the astrology of the week. And in the meantime, I wish you a beautiful journey wherever you might be in your day. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me. I do offer astrology classes, whether you're looking for an introductory astrology course, a relationship astrology, which is a little bit more intermediate, but a great way to understand relationships in your life. And then also a weekly transits class where we talk about what's happening in your chart on a weekly basis. So you can find that information below this podcast. And I will see you back here soon for next episode. Take good care and namaste.